for when it comes to London Town, CapitalFM.com. Right, it's your Tuesday morning, it's 9:25, it's dry and it's a sunny day today. It's the kind of day where what you decide to do is you decide to walk to work or wherever you have to go. And today, whilst you're doing that, you may see some people about shaking tiny little boats in your face, because today is London Lifeboat Day. Yes, the brilliant people at the RNLI are allowed to take to the streets of London Town and beyond and ask for some change. Now, they're trying to raise £100,000, and it is money that goes to a very good cause. I'm very proud and honoured to be behind this. Plus, it meant by me getting behind this that I was allowed to go out on that really cool boat thing up and down the Thames.
Yeah, good times. I've done it too. Those guys are amazing. You look very, quite fetching in the old life jacket and everything.
Well, thank you. I'm actually pleasantly surprised by the picture that they're starting to use.
You're slightly pouting. Let me break it down.
I look rugged, don't I? I look like I could do what they do, which is save a life. But the reason I'm behind this is I can't swim. So, you know, that's why we need these guys, you know. And that's why you should give them some money if you see them. Because I did a little bit with Humber and in Tenby with the RNLI. And then, as I say, I got to go out with the guys on the Thames.
Yeah.
In that super fast, super cool boat. But when you talk to them about, you know, the kind of things that they witness and they see, I won't go telling any kind of like spooky stories on the breakfast show, but they really are very brave souls. And some of them, of course, which doesn't make them any less braver, are paid to do what they do. Mm-hmm. But then there's a whole lot of volunteers, and that's why we have London Lifeboat Day. And that's why, you know, Lisa and I both agree you should give them some money if you see them around.
Real life heroes. So if you see them, donate as generously as you can, please, guys.
Didn't you get heli lifted out of a...
I did. It was for the film The Guardian with Kevin Costner and Ashton Kutcher, and I had to go onto one of those boats, and then they helicoptered me up into this like helicopter thing. And it was really scary, actually. I was like sort of by my ankles, lifted up, hoisted up into this helicopter over the Thames, and it wasn't a very nice day either. So it really gave you that kind of like feeling of how it would really be to be involved in a rescue mission. I mean, the wind was whipping, the rain was going, I was like, oh! But those guys were amazing, they truly are.
Yes, and fortunately, kind of entertaining local radio DJs like ourselves is only a very small part of their job.
Yeah, totally.
And they do actually save a lot of lives. So, as we say, today the RNLI are allowed to take to the streets and ask for a few quid. If you have it, please give generously. Right, on the way. Well, in fact, let me just put it this way, shall we? Here is a confirmed summertime baller. I'm going to get my little hammer out.
Get your little hammer out. You love getting that out, don't you?